Save big money at Menards, where there's no ceiling to savings. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating US BKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat on this Friday morning. Celine Daly is a nurse, a tutor, and an advanced nurse practitioner and an expert in all matters skin. Celine, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Jonathan.
Many happy returns. Retinol, lots of people will be familiar with it. It's in an awful lot of products. What exactly is the issue with it for the European Union?
Yes, so retinol. So people that like their skincare will be very familiar with retinol. And the skinfluencers went into a panic mode at the end of last year when it was announced that the EU were bringing in some regulations. So it's the EU Scientific Committee on Consumer Safety that had concerns around retinoid safety. And this dated back to 2012 when it was first been spoken about at EU level. So retinoid is a vitamin A, a type of vitamin A, and it works by binding itself to retinoid receptors in your skin. So what happens then is the retin gets rid of kind of older dead skin cells, making way for new skin cells, and it also slows down the destruction of collagen within your skin, making your skin more of a bounce back, more elasticity. So it's great for anti-aging. It's also used by dermatologists as well in the treatment of acne and topical treatments too. So it's been around forever and it's wonderful, but has some potential side effects. Now, from the EU's point of view, they were concerned about an excess of vitamin A. So vitamin A is available in food. It's an essential part of your diet. It's freely available in leafy greens, in meat, fish, eggs, and milk, and also supplemental milk as well, some of those super milks. But the concern was around people have a better, and we were just talking to Donal O'Shea, but people do have a better diet now. On the whole, they have more access to good food, including these meats, and people take more supplements, which they probably don't need to do, Jonathan. So people tend to buy very expensive vitamins that cost a lot of money, but these vitamins can contain super doses of things like vitamin A. Vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin, meaning that it doesn't give, it's not like B and C. It ends up in your liver and has to be processed by your body. So it actually can build up within your system. And while it is good for you, for your thyroid function, for your skin, it can cause issues with your liver and it can cause issues, really importantly, with females who are pregnant. So it can potentially damage a developing fetus. Now,
Yeah, you can have too much of a good thing by the sounds of it. And while people take vitamins all the time, there can be an excess of it. So will there be some people out there who would be using retinol like it is a kind of a cheap Botox in the hope that it would keep the wrinkles away?
They do. And if you're like me and you think to yourself, look, will I put another bit on or will I get the strongest I can possibly get? To get the better effects, what tends to happen is, Jonathan, that your skin will react. Your skin will start to peel, become very sensitive. It can even break out in a rash, for example. So you'll soon stop using your retinol. But the fear here, I mean, to be honest with you, the chance of you absorbing too much vitamin A is very slim, but it is a theoretical chance. The EU are just trying to wade in here now and just saying, okay, let's everyone calm down with the retinol, and that they are just bringing the percentages or the strength down. So you'll still be able to get your retinol in a 0.3 for your facial and hand care, and a 0.05% for your body. And dermatologists obviously will still be able to prescribe this. This is not going to affect that, but it's just about increasing safety. I suppose, Jonathan, 10 years ago, you would have never seen retinol outside a dermatologist's office or an esthetician's clinic. But I was recently, 6 months ago, in a very famous clothing store in Ireland, and seen retinol in a moisturiser on a shelf beside a pair of jeans. You know, that's not the way we need to use this particular product, because it does have the potential side effects of, you know, yes, making your skin lovely and smooth and getting rid of dead skin cells. But when you do that, so if I'm an esthetician and I'm selling retinol, what I'll do is I will advise the customer to say, you must use sunscreen every single day when you're using this, because when you get rid of those dead skin cells that look a bit dull, they actually have a function. They protect your skin against UV light. So it's really important that if you're using a retinol, that you're using sunscreen every day, and that you're doing it under a bit of supervision, but that you start low and slow, so that you're not putting it on twice per day, that you're putting it on 3 times per week and then building up slowly using the lowest concentration you need.
Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating US BKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Bag huge savings on your painting project in Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, so in other words, it is effective. It does work, but you can put too much of it on if you're doing it unsupervised. I mean, how worrying is that? I mean, Celine, we've talked on the radio before about people who are administering skin product, particularly things like Botox and fillers, who have absolutely zero qualifications. I mean, ultimately, this is more about people making money than it is about helping your skin.
Absolutely. And that's the Wild West of aesthetics. I mean, nobody should be, I mean, unless you're a doctor or a dentist, can you inject Botox or wrinkle reductions in Ireland? And that's a very tightly, you know, it's not, please vote their feet. Do not go to somebody for injections or for treatments who are not qualified, who are not insured. I suppose the big cohort, though, here that we're concerned about is teenagers or tweenagers, or what's called Generation Alpha, or these Sephora kids, if you've heard of this. So this is
I have one. I'm painfully aware of what exactly.
Okay.
And I was just about to ask you that question, because an awful lot of Christmas presents this year contained skin products that if my wife, when she was 10, she wouldn't have known what to do with it. Yet it was very much on the top of the Santa list.
Yeah, so this is extraordinary. So it's not companies that are pushing this, John, but that's a really interesting thing. Companies are actually coming out to say, please don't buy our products for your children. So this is the influencers who are pushing this particular ideology. And this doesn't seem to be going away, bar the fact that experts are coming out and pleading with people, please don't buy these products for your children. Children should not use active ingredients. Now, yes, it causes skin irritation. We don't know what it'll do to our skin, because we're not used to pediatric cohorts using things like retinol or vitamin C in strong formulations. But Jonathan, the really worrying bit is they are all into this get ready with me, creating videos and content for YouTube and TikTok and all the rest of it. So there are 8-year-olds across Ireland getting up at 6 a.m. to do a 10-step skincare routine before they go out to fifth class, which is it's extraordinary. And it's damaging not just to their skin, but it's damaging to their mental health as well, because it does tap into feelings of body dysmorphia, into confidence, in particular our young girls. And we have to wake up about this, because it is significant. And we already have the information from Meta itself, who did a study on Instagram and found that when teenage girls are feeding off this kind of content, it does affect their self-esteem. And they don't stop watching it. They keep feeding it. And so if you're in national school, now, Jonathan, I had a bar of soap and just about brushed the teeth and rolled out of bed when I was 10 years of age and up the road and with a sliced toast. But, you know, if you are getting up at 5 and 6 a.m. to record content on a 10-step skincare routine that is not suitable for your skin, and that's your childhood, this is going to have a long-term effect.
The generation you're talking about, you'll struggle to get them to brush their teeth, but they'll know exactly what they need to do as part of their skin routine. And something has gone wonky there, because that's not how it should be. How unusual is it, though, that you've got products years ago, as you said, that there might have been one product. You know, try that. Use a bit of Clearasil there to clear up the spots, right? So there might be one bottle in the bathroom. Mm. Now, every bottle seems to do something different, and they all seem to have fallen for it. I mean, is it the ultimate marketing wheeze?
The actual extraordinary thing is, as I said, it's not the actual companies who are pushing this. So there are some, and these products are not €1.99 or €2.50 from the pound shop. These are very expensive, high-end products.
They're 30-odd quid each, which I found fascinating.
They're 30 plus, Jonathan. I don't think you're getting the full... You're probably... Now, you're like... my husband doesn't get the full bills in our house.
No, I'm only being indoctrinated slowly by my daughter. That's what's happening there. She's showing me the cheap ones first.
That's right. But like, some of these products are €250 for a 50 ml pump of retinol. You could pay that, absolutely. And it's not the companies that are pushing this, though, for this cohort of children. It's actually influencers online. So it really is more than the dermatology aspect. We say, look, children should not be using active ingredients, full stop. If your child develops acne, please go to your GP. If you have a medical card, it'll be €1 for your treatment per month. And it's the right way to treat acne. So actually, Clearasil isn't. Using stringent products on your face when you have acne actually makes the acne worse and can cause skin irritation. So what you need to do if you have acne is go to your GP for the treatment there and your local pharmacy, not to start dabbling with 10-step skincare routines, because not alone would it not help, it'll actually make the situation worse. But our children are being influenced not by companies, but by influencers online who are making money on the back of videos that they're creating, and then the children want to do this.
Influenced by Egypts, I think, is probably the best description. Celine Daly, it's an absolute pleasure as always. Advanced nurse practitioner in dermatology, also a nurse and also a tutor. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. If that's your house, let us know. Has your daughter, or indeed your son, implemented a skin routine that would cause 10 or 11-year-old you to balk in horror? Let us know. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.